Gospel and Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see.
People of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga na naman sa ating lahat. Nandito na naman ang ating palatuntunang
Ginintuang Gabay kasama ang kapangyarihan ng katotohanan sa English Golden Guide with the Power of Truth. Sa aking dialect na Cebuano, Bulawanong Gia, uban ang Gahom sa Kabaturan. Brother Isaac, good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure. Before we proceed, please, once again, for our opening prayer.
Lord God, you who lead us in every step, we ask today that you would help us to remember all those things that you have already done and give thanks for what you're about to do. You are a wonder, and we honor you with all that we have so that you lead us in steps that bring a blessing, that in steps that bring life. Amen. And today we thank you for this conversation that we're going to have together. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Zach. And Brother Zach, once again, I play a birthday song because there are some of my friends. They were celebrating for the first days, for the few days. So ba, boss, Bio, belated happy birthday. At sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, happy birthday sa inyo. Huwag kalimutan, magpasalamat sa Panginoong Diyos. Ang dapat pasalamatan ang Panginoong Diyos, huwag kalimutan at magpunta sa, hindi magpunta sa kahit saang lugar. Unahin, boss, Bio, he is an Australian, and he was one of my colleagues when I was working in Waikaria Prison. Yes. In Waikato.
Yes.
And he is a nice guy.
Good.
So he has a good spirit. And he is with his wife, an Indian lady. Beautiful Indian
lady. It's almost feeling back, isn't it?
Oh yeah. I will play this song, Boss Bio, but you cannot fully understand the whole song, but there are some words that you can understand. Absolutely, you can understand. Happy birthday. So, belated happy birthday sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa nakalipas na mga araw. Advance happy birthday. At sa araw ito, kapag nag-birthday ka, happy birthday sa iyo. Sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, hindi lang natin mapangalanan, happy birthday sa inyong lahat. Happy birthday, mahal, by Ma'am Gloria Belen. Pakinggan natin, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Ito na.
Sana'y maligaya ka.
So thanks be to God that we have finished playing the song for her birthday for the all celebrants. So don't forget, go to the church where you are belong and give thanks to the Lord, because the Lord, He is the owner of the life that we have. We have borrowed it from Him, so He is worthy to be praised and worthy to give thanks. So we play also our gospel song, the title, You Shall Love the Lord. So once again, let us listen this brother and sister who are listening right now. So here we go. Okay, thank you very much. Thanks be to God that we have already played the gospel song, You Shall Love the Lord. Very nice message from that song. So, Brother Asak, so the microphone and time is yours, so you can start.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Do you know that our challenge so much is to remember what God wants of us and to remember to do what he asks of us. And the challenge so often, we've just had this amazing Easter season, this Passover of God, where he initiated a process where we can walk into a place of righteousness.
Amen.
So, you know the word remember? There's another word similar to it, dismember, to pull apart. Maybe remember is to put back together. So when I remember, I say, well, maybe what did I forget? But also what I have in my knowledge. You know, my whole challenge is to let his thoughts be in my head, and then it makes a difference. You know, the Bible simply says that if I hide his word in my heart, it says I will not sin against him.
Amen.
Amazing. And of course, that's what I want, but sometimes I really struggle. So here we are. So slow down and remember. In Philippians 2:6-8, the scripture says that Jesus was obedient to the cross. And you remember in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, Lord, if it be possible, can we do something else? And he said, but I know that you've ordained me to take this journey. A pretty rotten journey, but a necessary journey. So here's 4 points just to remember, okay? That Jesus was accused for you. Number one. You know, when Jesus was accused, he didn't give an answer. In Luke 23:9, Jesus gave no answer for his accusers. You see, to defend himself, he would have had to expose who really failed. It was me. Really, it was me. That's why he stayed silent. Because he could prove that he was innocent. Easy. But if he did, it was me who would carry the can. And why do we love him so much? Because the scripture says he gave himself for me. Okay. That means that he carried every accusation of all of us, of all that we were guilty of. And when Jesus sweated blood in the garden for our mental health, when he wore a crown of thorns for all of our hurtful thoughts, he wore them so we wouldn't have to. Amazing, eh? That's what God is about. He died because we were supposed to. He took our place.
Amen.
He's amazing. So, number two, he was forsaken for you. Do you remember a time you got left behind? Maybe at the supermarket, or your brother or sister got left? Pretty awful, eh? And this is your challenge, is that this is what happened to him. He got left behind. Romans 5:8. While I rejected, while I forsook him, he gave himself for me, it says.
Thank you, Lord.
So, lots of people got forsaken. How about Moses when he was a baby, got biffed into the Nile? What would have happened if nobody picked him up? What about Joseph as a boy, got sold into slavery? awful. The amazing thing with Joseph is what a great attitude he had. I think the Lord was preparing him. In fact, he's like a, Joseph is a, like a symbol of Jesus, really. His whole life. Why was he destroyed? Because God had a more important job for him. His job was to save his nation, and he did a great job of it. What about David? As a teen, he was left to look after the sheep on his own, and he got just left out on the field when everybody else had a party. When Samuel came along looking for a new king, where was David? Well, he wasn't there with his brothers. He was out on the field working. He got left behind. He got forsaken, didn't he? In fact, when he was older and Saul was chasing him around Israel, I bet he felt forsaken. So, our challenge, when I'm forsaken, lean on the Lord. Number three, Jesus was punished for us. So here is Jesus, carrying what I should have. Jesus took our place.
Amen.
He paid the price of our punishment. Pretty rotten, eh? Romans 3:23. It says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. What about 6:23? For the wages of sin is death. No fun. But you know what it carries on to say? But the free gift of God is eternal life. And there's the blessing of it. There was a scripture carrying on to Romans 10. So it's in verse 8, 9, and 10. For the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of that we are preaching. So it's in your mouth, in your heart. That's where it changes things. That's where it brings life. Maybe if I read it, that is the New Living Translation, I think. And it proceeds to say, in fact, the scripture says, the message is close at hand. It's near you. It's on your lips. And it's in your heart. For if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Pretty definite, isn't it? So, for it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. And it's by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. And the next verse, verse 11, as the scripture tells us, anyone who believes in him will not be disappointed.
Amen. Thank you.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
Just, it seems everything about God is amazing. Okay, so what have we got? The fourth thing that Jesus said, in fact, it was one of the few statements he made. In fact, just before he said, I give up my spirit to you, Lord, he said, it is finished. And so Jesus said, it is finished for me and you. John 19 and verse 30, Jesus was given some wine and then said, it is finished. And the Greek word for it was tetelestai, meaning paid in full. Then he gave up his spirit, 19 verse 30. So what is this about? This is about God declaring to you and me that he paid the whole price.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And that means that if you come to him in repentance, that whatever you have done comes under his blood. And as you repent appropriately, he covers it, but with his blood. For the scripture says that his blood, it cleanses me from all sin. Not just some. There's no exceptions. All sin. And that's the wonder of what he does for us. He makes us pure. He gives us clean hands and a pure heart. What does that mean? You find in Matthew, is it chapter 5, the Sermon on the Mount. You know, with clean hands and a pure heart, you see God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Simple as that. So here is God who's encouraging us, and he's declaring that Jesus was accused for me. Remember, Jesus was forsaken me. Remember, Jesus was punished for me. Remember. And Jesus finished for me. Remember. The more I see of what Jesus did, the more committed I am to following him, to just saying, Lord, what do you want me to do? And it's so true that for that to happen, you have to allow it in your mouth and in your heart, and it changes you. When I became a believer, I was 17, and I had a challenge to either learn 20 Bible verses or go to Bible class. And I wasn't a believer, and I thought 20 Bible verses was a bit much, but I could do Bible class. You know, that was easy enough, just to go and join some young people in a conversation about God. And as I engaged in that, I had an amazing man, just a man named Max Carr. He just shared his heart with us. And one day on my way home, I just said yes to God. And somehow I started to change, because I didn't know anything much about God. But when you say yes to God, you will change. Why? Because the Spirit comes within you.
Amen.
And his Spirit cleanses you. It helps you on this journey. And the more you engage with him, the more he cleans up, the more he tidies up your world in such a way that you become a blessing to others. And this is true and always true, that as you allow the purpose of God, as you allow all these truths, my four confessions, I called it, that Jesus was accused for me, Jesus was forsaken for me, Jesus was punished for me, and Jesus finished for me.
Amen.
That's the truth of it. So I embrace that, and I say, God, help me be that person who just leans on you, because I'm not enough on my own. The scripture says that we're inadequate in ourselves, but our adequacy comes from God. And you'll find that in 1 Corinthians, is it 5:10 or something like that? Very true, that with him I am adequate. With him I'm successful. With him I'm resourced. With him I make a difference. And that's the amazing truth of it, is that everything you input into what God gives you, everything you embrace becomes yours, and it'll change your world in every way. And you can look at whatever it is. You can look at the Sermon on the Mount it was. And every component is a component that, as you honor that part, you know, God blesses those who mourn. Well, of course, for they will be comforted. Therefore, there's a place for mourning, and sometimes you'll mourn with somebody else. And as you do it, you will not only comfort yourself, but you'll comfort them. there is a power in God for every choice you make. You know, the scripture says that love overcomes all. And what's that about? Because that's the truth. Jesus loved us. What did it say? You know, before I trusted him, he loved me and gave himself for me. What did it do? It turned my life upside down and made me a person who I can declare is good. Why? Clean hands and a pure heart. So God changes you even when you don't expect it. And here's the challenge. Are you willing to trust him? Are you willing to believe him? Are you willing to embrace all that he has for you? Because it will change your world. It will make you a blessing. And you will reflect him in all that you do. And that's the wonder of our lives, is that the goal of your life is to always be a blessing and to always be able to have an answer for that which is in your heart. You get it by leaning on him and by listening to him.
Amen.
And embracing that. It's God's, you know, it's God. And in all of that, we give thanks for the wonder of what he does through us, because when, as he does, you know, he'll even speak through us, but you've got to let him. And as you embrace whatever all the truths of God, and they're not difficult. In fact, they're summarized in the new commandment that he gives us.
One.
Love God and love your neighbor just as much as you love yourself. And he says all the law is summarized in these two statements. Neat, eh? Very simple, very straightforward, and very doable, especially when you're leaning on him. He is my strength, the Bible says. In my weakness, it says, he is made strong. So good, eh?
Amen.